TGIF, Squamish, according to Environment Canada, it will be mainly cloudy today, with a 60% chance of rain or wet snow this afternoon. The wind will be light, except from the north blowing 30 km per hour, gusting to 50 over southern sections this morning. Tonight, expect rain. We will see a high of 1°C today and 1°C overnight. Local meteorologist Jason Ross says what will happen is a weak system from the Gulf of Alaska will slide down the BC coast later today into Saturday morning, spreading light precipitation to the area. Later this weekend, a strong ridge of high pressure will build over southwestern BC, setting up a temperature inversion in the Alpine that will maintain drier conditions with morning fog and cool overnight temperatures through early next week. A temperature inversion is a reversal of the normal behavior of temperature in the troposphere, the region of the atmosphere nearest Earth's surface, in which a layer of cool air at the surface is overlain by a layer of warmer air. Under normal conditions, air temperature usually decreases with height, according to Britannica, BC. Extremes. Yesterday's hot spot in all of BC was at Kumsheva Island, a former village of the Haida people located on the north flank of Kumsheva Inlet in the Haida Gwaii, which hit 9.2°C, according to Environment Canada data. The high in Squamish yesterday was 3.7°C. The coldest spot in BC on November 28 was Dees Lake, which dropped to minus 26°C. Today's hot spot is set to be Kumsheva Island, which could reach 8.8°C. The coldest spot in the province is slated to be Muncho Lake, a few minutes from the Alaska Highway, which is set to dip to minus 24.3°C. Sunrise and sunset. Sunrise on November 29th is at 7:47 a.m. Sunset today will be at 4:15 p.m. Moon phase. The moon is in its new moon phase. The reason this phase is called the new moon is that it is the first phase in the lunar cycle, and marks a new cycle of phases. The alignment of the Earth, Moon, and Sun leaves the side of the Moon facing Earth in total darkness to our view, as the Moon does not produce its own light. This phase also has one of the strongest effects on the Earth's tides because of the Sun and the Moon's gravitational pull. This causes the tides to be at their highest high points and their lowest low points. This is also known as spring tide, when the oceans have the highest swell, reads the Copernic Observatory and Science Center site. The moon's illumination is currently 2.58%. The moon is currently located in the constellation of Pisces, according to phasesmoon.com. Moonrise was at 6:25 a.m. Moonset is at 3 p.m. Tides. The next low tide today is at 10:27 a.m., height 3.43 meters, according to tide-forecast.com. The next high tide will be at 3:08 p.m. 4.16 meters. The final low tide will be at 10:33 p.m. 0.9 meters, seawater temp. According to seatemperature.info, the water temperature in Howe Sound today is 8.3°C. Based on historical data over a period of 10 years, the warmest water on this day in Howe Sound was recorded in 2018 and was 8.9°C, and the coldest was recorded in 2011 at 7.3°C. Seawater temperature in Howe Sound is expected to drop to 7.2°C in the next 10 days. November average water temperature in Howe Sound is 8.8°C, the minimum temperature is 7.3°C, and the maximum is 11.2°C. Winter tires. Don't forget, since October 1, winter tires or chains are required on the Sea to Sky Highway. It is the law. On BC roads and highways where winter tires are required, passenger vehicles and light trucks need to use tires that have the three-peaked mountain and snowflake symbol, or M+S, on the sidewall. This applies to two-wheel, all-wheel, and four-wheel drive vehicles. The tires need to be in good condition and have a tread depth of at least 3.5 mm, 5/32, reads the 4 Road Safety at Worksite. Designated winter tires are your best option for staying safe in winter conditions. We recommend using a set of 4 matched winter tires with the three-peaked mountain and snowflake symbol. The tires must stay on through to March 31. Not having proper winter tires or chains can earn drivers a fine of $121. Events to note. There's always something going on in this town. In addition to the holiday parade downtown on Saturday, here's what caught our eye. On now to Deck Point 14. Check out Squamish at dusk at 38,550 Loggers Lane from 4:30 to 9:30 p.m. Enjoy magical evenings of illumination at Squamish at dusk, which brightens Rose Park for 3 weekends from November 28. Experience immersive environments, light art, and interactive light installations, reads the listing. November 30, there's a board game meetup at Arrowwood Games, located at 38,157 2 Avenue, from 7 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. The event host will carefully select the perfect games for the group while fostering a fun and positive environment. No prior game knowledge or experience is necessary, reads the listing. Also November 30th, catch Bob Cajun at Trickster's Hideout, located at 38,005 Cleveland Avenue, from 8 p.m. to 2 p.m. Join us for a night of iconic Canadian rock as Bob Cajun, a talented tragically hip cover band, brings the music of one of Canada's greatest bands to life. From beloved classics like Ahead by a Century, to New Orleans is Sinking, and, of course, Bob Cajun, this tribute show will take you on a nostalgic journey through the Hip's legendary catalog, reads the listing. There are many more events coming up. Go to our online events calendar to see them all. Want a possible shout-out in our daily report? Load your event into our free calendar by clicking Create an Event. Driving issues to note. For the parade on November 30th, the district notes that the downtown Squamish Holiday Parade will mean road closures. Right-pointing arrow from 2:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m., Cleveland Avenue will be closed for the parade between Pemberton Avenue and Vancouver Street. The small block of Pemberton Avenue between Cleveland Avenue and Loggers Lane will also be closed during this time. Right-pointing arrow from 6:30 p.m. to 9 p.m., most of Cleveland Avenue will reopen, but the block between Victoria Street and Main Street will remain closed for extended festivities. Transit bus stop closures. Right-pointing arrow, the bus stop on Cleveland Avenue at Victoria Street, Junction Park, will be closed from 2 p.m. to 9 p.m. Right-pointing arrow, the bus stop on Cleveland Avenue at Winnipeg Street will be closed from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. Right-pointing arrow, transit riders are encouraged to use stops in front of the Squamish Public Library and on Cleveland Avenue at Pemberton Avenue instead. An accessible drop-off zone will be available on 2nd Avenue outside Stan Clark Park. A traffic management plan will ensure access for emergency vehicles, the district says. Gas prices. In Squamish, regular gas is going for $1.67.09 per liter at the Squamish Valley Gas Bar, located at 9001 Valley Drive. According to GasBuddy, one of the least expensive places for gas today in BC is Grand Forks, where you can fill up for $1.43.9 per liter at the Super Save Gas, located at 2773 Central Avenue. In the Lower Mainland area, the cheapest you will pay is $1.64.9 per liter at the Super Save Gas, at 4061 200 Street.